Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I hope you guys are having an awesome day. Today I am cooking up some healthy summer cocktails with my friend Candace from the Edgy Veg.
Hello.
And she has a really fun vegan lifestyle channel, so you should definitely go check out her channel. And today we are doing a fun collab in the pop-up YouTube space in Toronto. And we have a really fun bar set, so we thought why not do some summer drinks. And then Candace, do you want to be saying what we're going to be filming on your channel?
When you guys are done watching this video, make sure that you head over to my channel, the Edgy Veg. We're actually going to be making some boozy popsicles. So stay tuned for that.
And so for the three drinks we're gonna be making today is number one, we're gonna be making a healthy mojito, which has been like one of my favorite drinks for so long. It's so refreshing. And then we're also going to be making a white wine sangria. And then lastly, we're gonna be making a healthy dairy-free pina colada. So
delicious.
Yeah. So let's get right in and start on making these healthy, delicious cocktails. All right, so the first drink we're going to be making is a white wine sangria with a bit of a twist to it. So we're gonna go ahead, take our jug here, and we're just gonna go ahead and add in all of the fruit.
We have some peaches that we're going to add, and the more fruit, the better.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have peaches, you can use like nectarines or something else like that. It's totally fine.
And we have fresh raspberries.
And then we're gonna also add in some kiwi. And you really wanna make it like really colorful and just a lot, like lots of different mixes of flavors. So we're gonna add that in. And then this is optional, but I like to add a bit of a sweetener. So you can use agave, you can use coconut sugar, or honey, and we're just gonna pour that right over top of the fruit. So like I said, optional, if you don't wanna make it this sweet, you don't have to, but it does taste really, really good. I'm just taking some white wine, just take whatever white wine that you really like, and then Candace has some sparkling water, which is kind of like the twist, because it's kind of like a wine spritzer, but it's gonna taste really good. So you pretty much want a full bottle of white wine, and then around half of the sparkling water, if you can fit it. So I think this will actually work just so. I'm gonna actually, before I forget, add in some fresh mint. I just picked this up from the grocery store, but you can use it, take some from your, if you have a herb garden or whatever, just having like fresh herbs on hand is essential.
And could you use like any herb? Like if you wanted like a
basil would
twist
work.
Or rosemary, that might be kind of cool.
I actually love the combination of mint and basil together. It's really good. So you just wanna add like as much or as little fresh herbs as you want. You can just throw that in and then
mix
give
it up again?
Yeah, for sure. And just like make sure everything's kind of mingled together. You want that infusion of flavor. So we're gonna go ahead and just pop the lid on here and then store this in the fridge for an hour. Now, because we're impatient and we don't wanna wait the whole hour for her sangria to infuse, and we're gonna go ahead and just pour our drinks now and give them a taste. So I'm gonna do honors, or I'm gonna try to.
After you here.
This is like an arm workout.
And I mean, just use your fingers because.
That might explode.
That's, so moons ago. So can we try this?
Yes. I'm gonna try not to spill mine.
Okay, well,
cheers.
Cheers.
So there you have it, a really easy, healthy white wine sangria that you can make for like a barbecue or whatever summer occasion that you have coming up. And I guess let's go ahead and get on to our healthy drink number two. All right, so the next drink we're going to be making is a healthy mojito. And the reason why this is healthier is because we're actually using just sparkling water as opposed to normally it's done with like ginger ale or Sprite or something very sugary. So we're just gonna go ahead and make it into the glasses that we're gonna be drinking it in.
That's handy.
We're gonna go ahead and add in our sugar and lime.
How much sugar are you using?
Because
it doesn't look like white sugar.
It's not. I'm using coconut sugar, which is honestly one of my favorite sugars because it's low glycemic and it has kind of a caramel taste, very similar to brown sugar. So yeah, it's just one of my favorites. I really, not only is it healthy, but it tastes really good too. So, and Candace is just kind of like squeezing the limes too as she puts it in there. What we are using is this handy dandy homemade muddler. And a muddler is normally those like wooden sticks that, you know, bartenders will use to make your mojito. But we don't have one. So we're using just the bottom of a ladle.
And
show us your tricks.
Yeah. All right. Just give me some mint.
All right. And you know what a weird trick that I learned when I was bartending in Australia is that you take the mint, they actually smack it.
Dirty.
So just add that in. You can also just rip it if you don't want to. Slap it. Just get, like I said before with the other one, like the flavors all infused and mixed together.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so you're pretty much gonna do this instead of like the traditional shaking up in the like the cocktail mixer. And then we can go ahead and add in our ice. So you're just gonna add in your ice. We're gonna put in some rum and then soda.
Perfect.
And if you wanna make this like a virgin cocktail, you can omit the rum. I'm just gonna pour in a shot of rum. And I will have all of the exact measurements listed over on my blog, healthnutnutrition.ca, so you can go over there and check that out if you want to know exactly how to make these.
Look at how beautiful that looks.
Wow.
All right, are we done?
We are. Let's go ahead and cheers.
Oh, that's really tasty.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. This is so easy to make. Like I said, the measurements and all the instructions will be over my blog, so check that out. And then we're gonna go ahead and make the last drink, which is the pina colada kind of smoothie cocktail. It's gonna be really good. Oh. All right, so we're gonna be making our third summer cocktail, which is gonna be a dairy-free pina colada.
So I can enjoy it.
Yes, exactly. So pretty much this is such an easy recipe. You're just gonna need some ice, coconut milk, pineapple, and of course, Mr. Rum here. So Candace, do you wanna go ahead and get our blender out? You can use any blender that you want. We really like these kind of single serve portable ones. We're gonna go ahead and open up our can of coconut milk.
Get this pineapple here. About half of this.
And I'm just gonna stir this up with my spatula. Okay, so we're just gonna put that in. I'm gonna use the spatula to kind of
force it in there.
Yeah. So you're gonna add in your rum, and you're just gonna do about a shot. Add that in there.
Just the pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And just blend it up, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
How do you know if it's done?
You don't.
Okay.
You're just gonna open it up, kind of check to see. The ice cubes we used were pretty big, so we're just gonna use that handy dandy spatula and...
Nailed it.
I think it's good. You're gonna go ahead and pour those in. These look so good. I love coconut milk just because it's really good for dairy-free recipes like this.
That's it?
That's it. Wow. This is probably the easiest recipe. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
So good.
That's tasty.
Okay, if this is the only one you guys make, you need to make it. Like I said, all the ingredients will be over my blog, healthnutnutrition.ca, so go over there, check out this recipe and all the other drink recipes that we made today. And be sure to go over to Candace's channel to check out the boozy popsicles that we made, and you'll have to go over there and check it out to see exactly which ones we made. And be sure to subscribe to her channel. She has awesome, like, junk food recipes and just like vegan lifestyle videos in general, and she's hilarious. You have to go check her out. I just love her channel. And thank you so much for helping me today in the kitchen and making these.
Feeding me lots of alcohol.
You're welcome. Big thumbs up for both of our channels, and don't forget to subscribe to my channel, Health Nut Nutrition, if you haven't already. And if you're coming here from Candace's channel, welcome. I hope you guys enjoy the recipes on my channel, and I hope you guys stay a while. And thank you so much for joining us today in the kitchen and making the summer cocktail. And we will see you guys in our next video. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.